Show, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so they don't. And by the way, as well as being on PhilHendryShow.com right now with a live video cast that we call Phil TV in HD, we are also on, we have archive streaming, I should say, at PhilHendryRadio.com. So if you're not a Backstage Pass member, you'd like to know, well, what's it all about? And, you know, I want to hear some of these archives Phil talks about. Well, we have 24/7 streaming archive radio over at PhilHendryRadio.com. You can listen to that. And 1 week from today, we roll out our brand new podcast. It'll be 2 days a week that we will feature our podcast. And that will be, you know, brand spanking new material. We'll also throw some of our archive material in there, though. It will also be completely uncensored, and it will be available to you wherever, however. So there's a lot of different ways to get Phil. And you can look at PhilHendryRadio.com as sort of a free version of the Internet experience of our show. But at Phil Hendry Show, which is where we are right now, grab yourself a backstage pass and be a part of radio history. All right, now, I don't want to bring on Ben just yet, but we are going to play a clip from our show on Friday night, and this is Colleen Kristen Brewster was with us. Ms. Brewster was on talking about a cruise that she was going to have for Mother's Day that was going to be a cruise for abusive mothers, mothers that had actually abused their children. And in fact, one of those mothers that would be on the cruise was Colleen and her brother Ben. Is his last name Brewster?
I believe so, yeah.
Ben Brewster, okay. Listen to this as we got to know Ben Brewster, and it was pretty interesting. And we're going to have him on the show here in just a moment to talk further. But here is a clip from Friday Night Show.
Here, and he's been with us at our celebration here tonight for Megan. Ben, are you looking forward to seeing Mom on Sunday?
I was, yes.
Okay, and
hold on for a minute.
Excuse me, so wait. And when you see Mommy, are you going to be happy? Okay, so that you can see.
What happened to him? Is that Ben, the guy that we're...
What are you laughing at? Ben does a lot of our flyers. Ben does a lot of our artwork. And
what happened to him?
I told you he had scalding water thrown on his face.
And no, but I mean, he can't speak.
Well, he doesn't speak because he's had to wear a mask, and that the doctor explained it's what's called Phantom of the Opera syndrome. And in Phantom of the Opera syndrome, he looks in the mirror and he sees a mask on his face, and he starts to sound like a ghoul. You're not really a ghoul, are you, Ben?
No.
Have him speak up.
No, I'm not really cool. I was just making fun.
See, he was making fun.
Ben, let me talk to you for a minute.
Mr. Henry, what's up?
No. Talk to me with your regular voice.
Yes, sir.
Why do you go,
Well, it's called Phantom of the Opera syndrome. I don't know if you're familiar with it. In which I saw myself in the mirror and I look like ghoulish, you know.
Well, you have a British accent.
Yes, I was raised in Great Britain. I went to boarding school there. That's my father, but my father finally took custody of us when I was in my middle school years.
And was Colleen with you?
No, Colleen, I must tell the truth. No, I wasn't. I was with Mother, and I was abused. Lying. No, you're lying. Yes, she was abused, but she spent much of... Phil, you are a whore. You know that. I'm telling you.
Colleen Kristen Brewster's a whore.
Oh, my God. I knew he was coming.
Wait, what is going on?
Hold on. Get him. He's going out the back way. Get him.
I got him.
You'll never get away with it, Colleen. Never. Yeah, I like this. Yeah, this is my kind of party now, Phil. I got him. Phil, I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Well, what are you doing?
Really, it's none of your concern. This is going to be a real good party now.
All right, that's what we heard on Friday night. Ben Brewster joins us now live here on the Phil Hendry Show, and he is in San Francisco. And, Ben, thank you for being on our program.
Thank you.
Ben, what happened there?
Well, as I had told you, and as I told your producer,
I have been associated with my sister and only go with calling Kristen Brewster for quite some time. It was my intention, obviously, to be a part of the business and to be part of the broadcast on Friday night, but I had never intended to take the charade as far as we did.
What do you mean by the charade? What was this all just a put-on?
It was a part of Colleen's sales pitch. It was part of the marketing plan that the easy as she goes or easy does it, whatever the bloody hell the name it was, I really don't know. But this was a cruise for abusive women.
Right. But so what happened between you and her?
Our mother was really never abusive. She was on your program.
Your mother was never abusive?
No, she was not. And Colleen was on your program. You know perfectly well that there was no such abuse that took place in our home. And
Now, let me just, I want to be able to sort of guide this discussion of this river of information that we're getting here. You were raised in England?
I was raised for several years at a boarding school in London, yes.
Okay. Colleen was raised by who?
Well, we were both raised by our father and our mother equally. They were joint custody. But there was never really any abuse that Colleen spoke of.
Well, why did you come on the show and talk as if you were the Phantom of the Opera or whatever that was?
Oh, that was the ghoul in the vault.
The what?
The ghoul in the vault is what Colleen calls it.
And the ghoul in the vault. And what was that act? Because I heard you. Can you do some of that?
Well, I don't know that I want to, because I don't want to be seen as some sort of a spectacle, you know. You mean the... that?
Yeah.
That was put on. That was primarily for the consumption of those who were on the cruise that I said that I had been abused by our mother, and Colleen put on the fake limp. And
so Colleen was faking a limp. You were faking having been scalded with hot water in order to sell this cruise a little bit better.
Yes, exactly. Now, Colleen crossed the line when she kept on saying that she had been abused by mother, where, you know, she was not allowed to go to the bathroom, this sort of thing, you know. And that's when I decided that I'd come clean.
Now, when you came clean, what? Tell me what exactly. Was there any abuse in your home?
No, certainly not. There was no abuse in our home.
Was there any abuse by your father?
No, there's not. Exactly, no. No abuse. What do you mean? You touched me on my bum or something like that?
Well, any kind of an abusive environment.
No. There's none. Colleen's a liar. And I called her a lying whore on your program because I thought she'd gone too far when she said that she had been abused by our mother to the point where she was not allowed to go to the bathroom, and that I was horribly disfigured wearing a Phantom of the Opera mask, this kind of thing.
But you did go into that whole,
The voice that I'm using is called the ghoul in the vault. That voice has nothing to do with having been disfigured, and I took grave exception to that, and I told her so. And she told me to be quite honest with you, she told me to shut my mouth and continue on with my duties there as I was giving out flyers and showing people the table for the captain's dinner and so forth. And that's when I threw the flyers on the floor and I said, well, not be spoken to that way. And I said, come here, I won't be talked to like that. And I said, see here, this is all not very kosher. This is not going to do at all. And that's when I went on the air and I said, she's lying whore. That I certainly...
Okay, hold on for a minute. So your sister lied about what? She lied about...
She lied about everything.
She lied about being abused by your mother. She lied about having to limp.
Yes, she never abused at all. And she doesn't walk with a limp. And,
Why would she lie about your mother?
Because her mother... My mother and Colleen never got along since Colleen had the affair with my mother's second husband. You see, Colleen and I were...
Your Colleen had an affair with her own stepfather.
Yes. Well, Colleen's about, 23, 24 years of age, you see. But she had an affair with Colonel Velcott.
And Colonel Velcott?
That's correct, yes.
A colonel in what?
Oh, I don't know. The colonel in some sort. I think it was the colonel in the Kentucky National Guard.
And a colonel in the what?
A colonel in the Kentucky National Guard, if memory serves. He was a colonel for several years. I think he took quite well to being called colonel. And quite enjoyed it. Loved to put it on, you know. Loved to sit around with and say, why don't we all drink some Kentucky bourbon and some brand, some creek water, you know. And you wouldn't want me to rust my pipe, that kind of thing, you see.
And all right, so this is a guy that Colleen had an affair with.
Well, he's not a guy. He's my mother's second husband.
You're technically your stepfather.
Technically my stepfather, yes.
So Colleen had an affair with this guy.
Yes, she had an affair with a man, and it made my mother quite angry, you see. She was quite put out by all of that, you see. And so at last I heard, mother, really doesn't have much to do with Colleen. Matter of fact, father doesn't have much to do with Colleen either, because he doesn't trust her. My father wouldn't trust Colleen with a set of silverware or some nickel-plated dinnerware from Costco. So, you see...
Colleen is not in very good favor with your family.
Colleen's not in very good favor with my family at all. In fact, she's barely in good favor with me. Maybe a partner in this travel business of hers, which has done frightfully poor of late. Frightfully poor. But nonetheless, I decided I'd hang in, give it the old college try, and see what came of it.
All right, so, Ben, what I'm getting here, let's take a break. We're with Ben Brewster, the brother of Colleen Kristen Brewster, who is giving us the lowdown on what happened here Friday night. Colleen was with us advertising her cruise, easy does it cruise, or easy as she goes cruise for abusive mothers. Colleen saying frequently that she was abused by her own mother, that her brother there, Ben, was abused. In fact, even to the extent that she limped and Ben was disfigured, and now he is telling us that it was all just a lie. Interesting. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The
and,
Phil Henry Show.
That I never masturbated in my life.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I told you, Ben, that we would bring your sister on the air, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I've got no problem with talking to Colleen. But I don't want Colleen to do is lie like a whore. I don't like being called a whore, Ben. You know that I'm not a whore. I can say you're a whore, but you lie like one. And how do I lie like a whore? Well, you said the other day you were talking about how you were limping. And it was a beautiful setup, Phil, and I don't know why he has decided to come on your program and talk gay. You're gay, aren't you? No, I'm not gay. This is old, Phil. This is very old. She keeps saying that I'm gay. I'm not gay. Even though I might sound a bit feminist only because of my upbringing. Why do you talk like that? Because I told you I went to a boarding school in England, you dumb slut. And, I don't want to be talked to.
Or let's not talk that way. There's no need for that, is there?
But I most certainly think there is when she is calling my mother, her mother, our mother, and also calling my father, her father, our father, saying that my brother abused her, that father didn't pay attention to her. Well, that might very well be. That would probably explain why it was you were dating Colonel Delcott. I dated the colonel because I had a great deal of feeling for him, and our mother didn't treat him well. And I think it's really, really wrong of you to say that the colonel was not an individual of quality or a man of substance just because he comes from Kentucky and he was a colonel in the National Guard. I didn't say that he wasn't a man of substance, did I? I said that you dated him because you had father issues. That's what I'm saying. What? Huh? Well, I didn't have any father issues. Where do you get that? Just because I was going out with the colonel, he happened to be my stepfather. And the other thing, Phil, is she talks as if she's suffered some massive electric shock. And
what do you mean by that?
What are you talking about? Well, the way she's always going, she talks as if she picked up a live
electrical cable laying on a wet street after an ice storm.
Oh, wow. That, you know, you're not going to impress anyone, Ben, with all of the things what you know. No one cares about that. What I'm trying to say to everyone is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is about looking forward and not backwards. And that's what I was trying to say.
If you're looking forward and not backwards, then why was even making up things about our mother?
Well, that's a very good point.
What?
That's a good point. Why would you make things up about your mother?
You know, Phil, I've hold on for just a minute because I'm talking to my brother and he has decided to drag my reputation through the mud. And
well, I'm sorry that he's doing that.
All right, Phil, I can still handle this. Listen, Colleen.
Well, hold on for a minute. I know that he's trying to tell the truth here, Colleen. Is there not room in your world for the truth?
What truth is that?
But you know very well that you don't walk with a limp, you lie.
I don't walk with a limp. The only reason why I walked around here with a limp, do you know, Phil, I spent 2 days dragging my left leg behind me so that people would feel as if they were among their own. And what I meant by that was...
Hold on, just a minute. How would the woman who actually inflicted this sort of injury on a young girl, how would they feel that they're among their own?
I mean, there were family members here, too.
Well, all right, but if you're dragging your left leg behind you, a great many of the women are going to feel uncomfortable with that. You said yourself that you didn't want to remind them of the abusive past, that you wanted it all to be brand new.
All right, hold on for just a minute.
No, I didn't say that.
Hold on for just a minute, because we're getting so far out, it's, like, freaking me out. You were dragging your left leg behind you.
Who are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking Colleen.
Yes, I dragged my left leg behind me because that was part of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Brewster. That's the part of Colleen. How do we pronounce her last name?
I don't know. How many times I told you we pronounce her last name Brewster? Oh, my God, is she brain dead? And is it...
I forgot. So, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is about the Easy As She Goes cruise and the women who are abusive. And some of these women may need to be reminded of the things they did, and that's why I dragged my left leg.
Yeah, but you never did you ever tell anyone why you were dragging your left leg?
I told you because our mother attempted to take a meat axe to it.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Your brother did a service to us all when he came on here today and said that you lied. And
I didn't lie to hurt anybody individually.
You're lying now. You lied to hurt our mother by saying that she took a meat axe to your leg. Well, your left leg is perfectly fine as you dragged it behind you. And it's the most pathetic thing I've...
Hold on. So you didn't have an injury to your leg, you didn't have any problem at all, you were just dragging your left leg behind you.
I was, and you know something? I was doing a pretty good job of it, and if we could just take this conversation for a moment away from the whole idea that maybe I lied or maybe I just put in a little theater into our cruise. You're walking around and you're pretending you're the Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, I did that because, it wasn't as egregious, I don't think. And saying that Mother wouldn't allow you to go to the bathroom. And
allow me to demonstrate, Mr. Henry, and you won't be able to see this, but I think it's something that I'm very, very proud of in dragging the left leg. Listen.
You're going to have to explain it.
I'm going to explain it. That's the sound of the elevated heel that I was wearing in the orthopedic shoe hitting the floor every time I was dragging it. Now, imagine if you're a mother that brutalized her or his children because you may not be a her anymore. And
you stick to the point, please.
Hold on. Yeah, stick to the point. I didn't get that last reference.
We had a lot of women here who were transgender, maybe. I don't know. But
who were those?
Never mind, Ben, okay? You're really confusing people.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you say that if he abused his children when he was a her... You know, that confuses things. Now, what you just did there on the phone, what's that supposed to do?
What do you mean, what's it supposed to do?
I think it's supposed to impress you, Mr. Henry, as to how skillful she is at dragging an orthopedic shoe.
Was that what I heard clunking on the floor?
Yeah, it was. It's what we call a Mother Goose shoe.
Reinforced.
What?
It's reinforced.
It's a reinforced elevated Mother Goose shoe.
It's a reinforced
Oh, so this is a big joke to you. In that case, Mr. Henry, I bid you a good evening.
Even I told you, she's going to hang up on you.
That's fine. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. a reinforced Mother Goose shoe, and
I can stay here and answer questions and things you'd like.
No, not really.
Damn.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we thank Colleen Kristen Brewster and her brother Ben Brewster. That's a very bizarre family dynamic, very bizarre, and a lot of, you talk about dysfunction. My mother abused me. No, she didn't. I actually had an affair with my stepfather, of which her mother rightfully or wrongfully, but I suspect more rightfully, bears a grudge. Her brother seems to be the sanest one in the group, and he ain't exactly too tightly wrapped, you know. So we'll just have to follow that as we go. Our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. If you'd like a backstage pass, head on over there, and you can watch our live streaming video of the show, as well as streaming live, streaming archive material at philhendryradio.com. Let me get on the line here, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Not really going to talk about gay marriage tonight, Larry, although I know that we've talked about it in the past, and I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add to that. I saw a thing here about President Obama, just because he has come out in favor of it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that there's going to be any health care coverage, and I think that that's the one thing I want to say. I think that some of our gay people, and I have nothing against gay people, absolutely nothing against them at all. I think they are absolutely children of God, and I think they are absolutely equal.
But you don't think they should be allowed to marry?
I do not think they should be allowed to marry, no.
Why?
Because I believe that they are, that it is a wrong act to do what they do.
But they're equal and there's nothing wrong with them.
Well, they're equal and there's nothing wrong with them, except for they do that. And I think that it's a wrong act. I don't know how else to say it. When you are someone such as myself, Phil, I'm a very deeply religious man. And I believe that to have that kind of a interaction with a human being
is against the laws of God.
I believe that it is, and I don't know, but you know, my mother is here and wants me. What do you want me to say? That I had a homosexual experience.
You had a homosexual experience.
Yes, I did in high school. That's why I know about this situation with homosexuals.
You had a homosexual experience. Now, this sheds a lot of light.
No, it doesn't shed a lot of light on anything. No, it does not shed a lot of light.
Phil, this is Carolyn Grover.
Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm good. Larry, I wanted Larry to share that with you because you know that he has, since Marcy and the girls left, has not had a relationship really of any length with any woman. And I always wondered about that. And
you know, the reason why, Phil, is because I was engaged, as you know, in a very, very involved work in trying to get Bill Clinton exposed for what he was, which was a sexual deviant, and I've been trying very desperately to get Obama impeached. These are things that...
I'm going to finish what I want to say, Larry.
You're going to just grab the phone.
I'm going to finish what I... And so I asked Larry to say to you tonight that he had had
So you had a homosexual experience in high school.
You know, don't you love how now that's what this is all about? I came on your program to talk about ancient cave art. And
well, we're going to talk about that, but I just, I brought up the whole gay marriage thing, and you went off on...
I didn't go off on anybody. I simply was going to say that there's not going to be any health care. Now, if you're going to try to say that I am latently homosexual, give it up, okay? Because I'm way ahead of you on that. I know that's the trick, and I know that's the trick you pull, Henry. And
what trick do I pull? What are you talking about?
Everybody that's a homophobic, or you call homophobic, you say they're latently gay.
I think you're right, Bill.
Are you interviewing me and Mother?
No, I'm just interviewing you. Mrs. Grover, I appreciate it very much.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of closet queers.
Hold that, please, if you don't mind, Mother. That I got one foot in it right there because you think you're talking to a gay.
No, look, Larry, I've never identified you as a guy that is rabidly homophobic. I mean, I'm talking about some guys who really got a problem with it. I've always seen you as a guy who's, just as you said, very busy.
Well, that's what I am, very busy.
But I didn't know that you'd had a, quote, gay experience.
I had the gay... Let's be very clear before you begin to run down the street and celebrate the news that Larry Grover's gay, which I'm not. I was, to be honest with you, tricked into it because it was a friend of mine who was, he had just gotten some bad news from home and he was very devastated and I helped him through it. And it got physical at some point during the night. It was one of those nights where he got the news at about 7, and we went out and had a couple of drinks. I tried to talk him through it. He was just devastated.
What had happened?
It was a death in the family. It was a dead...
A death in the family?
Yeah.
Something dead.
What did I just say to you? I said it was a death. It was a...
Let me have the phone.
You please not grab the phone from me, Mother.
I want to tell Phil.
Hear what you want to tell Phil. Let's just... It was something died, okay?
Something died, all right.
That's exactly... You know, I can hear the sarcasm.
All right, but I'm not getting any information from you. So, see, I had a friend...
I'm giving you the information. I had a friend in high school.
All right, so the kid... This young man suffered some bad piece of news that you helped him through that night, and somehow it turned physical.
Yes, at about... as I said, he got the news at about 7, and we had some drinks. We went back to... It sounds gay, but we went back to his place, because that was his place. That's what we went to. But for me to say that, it sounds gay. Like, oh, we went back to his place. But we...
All right, you went to his house or whatever.
Yeah, and we talked some more, and it became apparent. You know, he was crying and upset. So then next thing I knew, and I had no idea how it happened. I have no idea. But I was in bed. My clothes were off. I think I got tired.
Barry.
Are you still hanging around? Mother, this is so sensitive, this information that I'm giving Phil. I swear to God, I may hit her.
Don't you dare.
Would you tell her to get lost?
Mrs. Grover, put her on the phone.
I think he needs to tell the truth.
Mrs. Grover, you're really only making things worse, okay? Could you just...
I don't want to make things worse.
Well, I know, but if you're just hanging around there...
Did you hear what Mr. Henry said? You're hanging around and making it worse.
He didn't say that. That he likes me.
Mrs. Grover, please.
All right, Bill, but Larry has to face up to the fact that... Yay!
Oh, yeah, that's what Mother... See, she's doing it again. She's doing it again. Are you going to keep doing that all night? Are you going to do it all night, Mother?
All right, what's going on?
Oh, she walks by me in the morning, and some morning she'll walk by and go, gay. Don't do it, Mother. I swear to God, Phil.
Don't lay a hand on her. Mrs. Grover.
I'm sorry, Phil. It's just... I want Larry to come clean. I want him to live a life out in the open where he can enjoy other men.
I don't need to because I don't want to. mother. In any event, you know what? I'm going to ignore. I'm way above it.
That's all you can do. Yeah.
I'm way above it. So in any event, Phil, I was that's what happened, and
you since that time you've had no desire.
None whatsoever. None what I was married to a woman, and you can check that. And because sometimes when you say you're married, well, I know gay marriage is illegal, but some of the guys, I don't know. Yeah, but mother, see this left hand? It's seen it all. I married a woman, and we had daughters. Now, when Marcy left with the girls, it's because I got too heavy involved in the whole Clinton impeachment thing. And since that time, I've been very much involved in politics.
Okay, so you feel that you're fine there, huh?
I feel. What do you mean? Do I feel I'm fine there? God, yeah. Let me just check my pants and make sure that.
No, I'm just wondering. You know, since you got to understand something, Larry. It's not that it's terrible. It's not a horrible thing. It's just that when you say something, when you tell me something like that from your past. Okay.
What, you think I belong in a nut house now?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that if you tell me something like that from your past, it's a significant piece of information, that's all. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything that you don't want it to mean. How about that? Okay?
That's what I've been trying to tell Mother. Excuse me. That's what I've been trying to tell Mother. And you want to... I want to tell you, don't you?
Don't lay a hand on her.
Oh, God, I want to. She's in the bathroom. She's got to take a shower. Did you hear how it tailed out there?
What?
Did you hear it tail out?
What do you mean, tail out?
She went, yay. That is her closer. Then she always leaves the room to do something else. So she's probably...
Boy, you cats. I thought I was...
What do you mean, you cats? Are you talking about me and Mother?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, could you please respectfully refer to my mother as Mother? She's not a cat.
Sorry, Larry. It's just that I was talking to Colleen Kristen Brewster and her brother Ben.
That nut? That guy Ben Brewster? I listen to that guy. That guy needs to be locked up, and he needs to be locked up and have the key thrown into a lake. Preferably the lake where that one mutant lives. You know, what's the name of that place? Crystal Lake? You know where the mutant lives, right?
Friday the 13th, yeah. Look, let's just move along here now, Larry. You were going to be on talking to me about something decidedly different, correct?
Yes, I was going to talk to you about the cave. Apparently there is a archaeological find in southern France that I want to be a part of, and I'd like to tell your audience about it.
Okay, so we're going to be back here to talk with Larry Grover about something very non-political, even though we just talked about politics. And that is an archaeological dig, some kind of an archaeological trip that he wants to go on to France. And we will discuss that with him when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The yeah. Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-7445, as we're talking to Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, but we're not going to talk politics tonight, although we got into a little bit of it there, and I to the extent, Larry, that I wasn't able to control that intercession there by your mother.
Well, you know, you have to understand, Phil, I think anybody needs to understand that, you know, when a man is not out morning, noon, and night, every night of the week, hunting up women to sleep with, that he is suspect in our society as being homosexual. And I am not.
Do you think so?
Do I think so? Yeah, I think so. Because I've devoted my time to helping our country, to investigating this President Clinton and then Obama, and some people may think it's partisan. Okay, fine, sure. But I've done it because I love my country and because I don't go out with every woman, because I don't chase down every skirt that I see. And because I have not been treated for a venereal disease each and every day of my life over the last 12 years, that somehow I'm a homosexual. Well, no, that's not the case. All right?
Okay, that's fine. And I believe you. And I think you're right. And I think that... But look, you know, there's plenty of guys that go through life and they're not considered gay or straight. They're just sort of their own men. Why do you think people fixate on your sexuality?
Well, I don't think anybody fixates on my sexuality. I'm just telling you. I've been out with women. I've dated women. I've had many dates. I happen to be very religious. So because I take a young lady out, and I am respectful of her, and I say to them that I will be respectful, and I don't try to get into their business, that makes me one of the gays. Well, no, sir, no, sir. So, you know, I have had the opportunity. For instance, I've got an opportunity to go on this archaeologic dig.
Now, tell me about this archaeologic dig.
I think it's going to be fascinating, Phil, because the news was just announced yesterday that at a place called Aubry-Castanet, and this is in southern France, there is a 1.5 metric ton slab of limestone with very, very early cave drawings, early man hunter-gatherer drawings. I don't know if this is Neolithic or Stone Age, but these are early drawings and carvings on this slab that they say, Phil, are 37,000 years old.
Wow.
And that makes them among some of the oldest in the world.
Now, I did not know that you had an interest in archaeology at all.
I don't, and... All right, Mother...
Let me talk to her for a minute.
Mr. Henry.
Yes, Phil?
You're running around yelling gay. It's just, all it's doing is getting him angry.
Larry doesn't care about archaeology.
Mother, you're gonna blow it. You're gonna blow it, Mother. I'm just telling you right now, you are right now putting yourself at risk.
Larry!
Mr. Henry.
Yes.
Don't threaten her.
God!
Larry wants to go because he heard it was a carving of a woman's... No, Larry, it's a carving of a woman's genitalia.
Why would I... Okay, so you heard what Mother said.
Yeah.
Okay, why would I go all those thousands of miles to see a woman's genitalia?
I don't know. Why would you? That seems very strange. This is a 37,000-year-old carving of what?
It is a 37,000-year-old carving of a people that were known... that are known to archaeologists as the Aragnesian people. And it's a carving of a woman's sexual... organs.
Okay.
Why would I go third? I'm not going to go out just to see that. Unless, of course, I want to see it and I don't want to see pornography. That's the only reason. So...
All right, are you going over there to see it because it's a woman's sexual organs or not?
I'm going because it's a respectful rendering of a woman's sexual organs.
See what I mean, Phil? Larry is so hard up for a peek.
You're on the extension, aren't you?
Yes, I am, so you can't...
Phil, I'm going to go in and get the extension out of her hand.
No, Larry, please don't. Larry!
Give me the phone. All right.
Larry!
Are you done? She's done.
Sounded like it tailed out.
Yeah.
So you want to explain this?
Explain what?
You're going to go all the way to France so you can see a archaeologic rendering of a woman's genitalia because that's a respectful way.
Yes, because I'm not looking at it in some magazine, because it's not smut, because I'm not trying to get a kick, trying to get the cheap kick. That's what I'm going to do.
Boy. Well, have yourself a good time then.
Mean have yourself a good time. What I'm trying to tell you...
Because that doesn't sound like anything that's any healthier, Larry, than going to the local newsstand and just buying yourself a magazine or better yet, going online and looking at some porn.
Why?
Because it sounds weird. Because you don't want to look at porn, and yet you want to get a look at a woman's naked form, so you go all the way to France to see a rock carving?
So now we know. Now you think I'm a freak, just like Mother does. I bet you think I'm a homosexual, too, don't you? I'm gonna kill her.
Larry.
Hold on. She locked herself in the room.
If I hear about that old lady getting smacked around by you, so help me God.
Well, what am I supposed to do, okay?
Just, Larry, you know what you could do is go to your office with your cell phone. Why do you always call me from your house?
I live here? Wow.
I know you live there, man, but every time you're talking to me...
Hey, man. Hey, man, what did I tell you about that beatnik stuff, man?
I know you live there, but every time you're talking to me, you're dealing with your mother.
Yeah. The point that I'm... Oh, God.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Thanks a lot.
It's not me, man.
Yeah, okay, man.
Good luck, Larry, and I hope you get yourself a nice cheap ticket to France so you can go and, you know, hike to where the cave drawings are and take a look at a woman's naked form in a respectful way, in a respectful and archaeologic way. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Vernon Dozier coming up with a history lesson. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.